The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out, the night's rolling.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Summertime's almost here. So according to Kenny Chesney, we're almost there. But who we do have here in the studio this morning, my friends with Connell & Company, we have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben and their guest, Nathan Biddle, who is with BPG Inspections, a home inspector. Welcome, guys. It's great to see you. Angela, it's great to have you back. I missed you last time.
It's great to be back.
Yay.
Happy, happy.
All right. First of all, there he is. There's that voice. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So first of all, Connell & Company, let's just, in case someone's never listened to the show before, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do and really what makes you stand out from other realtors.
Well, we've been in business since 1982.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there. I'm only 3 years in as a realtor. But going into this company where there's so much experience under this roof, I ran around when I first started there and I started counting and I stopped at over 2,000 years. just bouncing through each and every one of the offices, asking them how long they've been here, how long have you been here? And I just stopped at 2,000 years. But, there's so much experience under this roof. They've been doing this for our community, helping develop neighborhoods. This has a long lineage of real estate in the Pensacola area.
Yes, and to add on to the 2,000 plus years of experience, I think that speaks to how we value relationships within the community. And I think that's one of our biggest selling points, is that not only is Pensacola and the surrounding areas really neat places to live, but we have neat people, wonderful opportunities. And we have some really good realtors.
Yes, you do. The two in front of me, as a matter of fact.
But so, there's also several more in our office. Mm-hmm. And, it's actually humbling to walk around and see how many have all of this experience. And they're all just willing to stop and help at the drop of a dime.
Well, mm-hmm. Everything's changing constantly in your world, so to have people there with a lot of experience are updated on the changes. I mean, it's hard to keep up with everything, so it's great if you've got a team that's on top of it, because if I don't know it, then somebody else will know it.
Right. Exactly. Just to add to the wealth of experience, another realtor in our office, Ann Hall, asked me to help her with a new listing, house is at 2020 East Mallory Street. It was built in 1937.
Oh, my.
It had three owners, one of which was one of the founding members of Emanuel Shepherd and Condon.
No kidding.
And so it's been a real pleasure to represent that family. And Anne grew up here. I grew up here. And so anyway, it's really fun, and it's fun to know the history.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, proud of that one, and hopefully we'll be closing soon.
It's a great neighborhood.
It is a wonderful neighborhood in East Hill, right across from Bayview Park. So
it's very nice.
I think, as I said, I think that speaks to the number of years of experience and the different relationships that we all have. And I do want to give a shout out to Coach Foz Moulton, who a part of the Catholic High Boys lacrosse team. Unfortunately, last night they lost to a very good Episcopal Boys lacrosse team in the regional finals. Anyway, very respectable. I have a nephew who plays on that team. And Coach Foz with Pensacola Title, he and Kelly have been here with us before. So do want to mention them. And, you know, all of the, want to say congratulations to all the graduating high schoolers. They one day will be homeowners, hopefully.
She's already working it.
Yeah.
Well, and give us a call and we'll tell you how.
Yeah. And what are your numbers, sir?
My name's Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my number is 850-292-3165. And you can find me at, this is really difficult, Go Knowles, ACS, at ATT.net.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes it goes to your spam, but I'm worth the lookup. Promise you.
Okay. All right. Well, you're forgiven. Thank you. In this area, it's probably a bonus.
Yes. So. I hope so. Don't hold it against me, Gators.
A lot of Knowles fans in this area for sure. Okay. So now it's springtime. We're almost into summertime. And I'm thinking, people are thinking their school's ending. They might be relocating. They have new businesses. Talk about, what is this the time to sell? How are things looking in the market?
Things are, you know, we've had some, like I shared just a moment ago about this listing on Mallory. I think a lot of realtors have had some really exciting things, mm-hmm. and then some things that have not been so good. There's never not a good time to sell.
Right, right.
And you know, it takes a lot of, you know, different vendors and people such as Nathan Biddle, mm-hmm. from BPG Inspections to help us with a sale.
So how do you get started? Mm. I mean, first of all, they call you, right? And then what?
Well, give us a call. And we also have a team of professionals at Connell & Company. You can reach Connell & Company at 850-478-4141. But just to get started, I would like to thank Nathan for being here today. And one, we're going to ask him, what are the things a seller should do to prepare their house for the inspection?
Well, thank you, Will. I appreciate you guys having me here again. It's always a good time. Good seeing you guys. As far as how a seller can get their house ready, we always recommend a pre-listing inspection. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to have your house inspected, and we'll go through it just the same way that we would as if somebody was buying the house. And we will basically tell you of any deficiencies that you have with the house, anything that could be repaired, any deferred maintenance, or any, you know, major repairs that may be needed. A lot of homeowners, if they've been in a house for a long time, may not understand that if the roof has 5 years or less on it, insurance may require a replacement. So now would be a good time to start budgeting for that. Down to, you know, things as far as plumbing or wiring updates that may be needed. You definitely don't want to get hit with a big repair during a sell or the sale of a house. And when you're working with a short contingency timeline to have those repairs done, you don't have as much time to look for a qualified contractor to do those repairs.
Okay. So what are some of the number one things we should look for?
If you're talking about, if you're showing a house, and you're walking through, you definitely want to look for, you know, look at the general condition. I mean, if you're walking through and you're not, you know, if you have folks that are not professionals or don't know exactly what they're looking at, general condition, it usually tells a lot. But I mean, you can look at the roof, look at the outside of the house, the exterior, to see how well it's been maintained. A lot of times, you know, a well-maintained house has been maintained inside and out, and that's not always the case. But it does tell a lot. And as you're walking around, you know, you can look at things like, look at the plugins on the wall, see if they're two-prong plugins or three. Sometimes that's a telltale sign that it may have old wiring. Look at the age of the panels. If they look like, if it's a, you know, a house from the 50s or 60s and it has the original panel, you know, we may be getting into some bigger repairs, possibly. Not always the case, but it could be. Look at the age and condition of the water heater and, you know, just the plumbing in general, see if it's working, see if we have leaks, you know, things like that are going to show up on the 4-point report, which are usually a big indicator of, repairs that are going to be needed during the process of the sale.
So tell me about, you know, we still have lots of homes that were built in the 70s. And in the 70s, we had the advent of aluminum wiring inside of a home. I have a listing at Hillbrook Way at the condominiums there. And the seller has provided and has been able to get insurance on permitted Alumacon connectors. Mm-hmm. Have you found them to be safe? Have you found them to be a good substitution for redoing old, fully aluminum wiring?
Yes, if it's been done properly, and obviously we always recommend a licensed electrician to do the repair work. Mm-hmm. If it's been done properly, it is a safe repair. I've seen it many times in homes, and it's functioning perfectly fine, and it is acceptable. A lot of insurance companies will accept that as a repair, or in place of doing a rewire, because typically if you're talking about rewiring a house, you're talking at least a five-figure bill. You know, starting at $10,000 and up. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing a Alumacon, you know, if you're paying an electrician, it's going to be well under half that usually. So.
Right. Well, this is a split level. These condominiums, most of them are split level. And so you're right. It was priced out, and it was over, it was close to $13,000.
Yeah.
So go back to the statement about the two-prong outlets, because my experience has been there are several ways to correct. And I think homeowners need to understand that if you change out the outlet itself and put a three prong, but do not change the two wire.
I don't mean to laugh, but yeah, even still, I know not to do that.
Well, but people do it all of the time. And it is, so can you speak to what should be done?
Well, there's a couple of things that can be done. Now, I do see that a lot where you get the three,
really?
The three-prong. Yes, you do see that, especially on houses that have been flipped. Mm-hmm. You know, all these older homes that people come in and they want to do the new bathrooms and the new kitchens and make it look beautiful, and we still have the old wiring in place.
Wow.
And so basically when we were going around checking the outlets, we'll come up with ungrounded receptacles in every room, and that is a big red flag for the four-point. And so there's a couple of things that can be done. Either it's going to need to be rewired, and they'll have to put Romex, you know, the three wire that the current wiring that's used in houses now, or there's a workaround where an electrician can come in and they can install GFCI protected either outlets or breakers for those circuits. Mm-hmm. And that is an acceptable repair. But without those done, you're correct. That is definitely not a safe scenario for a house to be in.
Right. And unfortunately, I've run across realtors who are like, what's wrong? Right. You know, and so that would be another reason to have an experienced realtor that's been around the block a time or two.
Correct.
If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, sponsored today by Connell & Company. They are here, Angela Sherrill, and we have Will Maben. But listening to Nathan Biddle, this is so much information, great information, Nathan. He's a home inspector with BPG Inspections. If you have a question about inspections, about realty, or about buying, selling, now is the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. They are our experts, and they're here for you this morning.
Hey, folks, it's Angela Sherrill, and my question for Nathan is, what is the difference between a four-point, a wind mitt, and then your home inspection? If we're doing this pre-listing inspection, is it like a four-point or a wind mitt, or can you just explain?
So if we're talking about doing a pre-listing inspection, so if you're wanting to have your house inspected before you put it on the market, it's going to function very much. It's going to be basically the exact same thing as if you hired me to do an inspection during the process for a buyer. And as far as the 4-point and the wind mitigation, you know, a lot of times we will do those for the sellers anyway, mm-hmm. in case they decide to stay and they need new insurance. But the home inspection covers everything on the house. You know, we're talking roof, electrical, HVAC, and plumbing, just like the 4-point, but we're also looking at, you know, the foundation and the roof structure and, you know, the windows and doors and the interior and things of that nature. Whereas if we just come in and do a 4-point, it's literally just the roof, just the electrical, HVAC, plumbing. We're not looking at anything else. Wind mitigation is very specific, and that is for just what it sounds like. It's the house, the features on the house that help protect against high winds. And so sometimes you'll get buyers that want to come in and they want to try to do it on the cheap, and they just hire us for the 4-point and the wind mitigation, thinking they're going to kind of get a home inspection that way. They do get their forms that they need for insurance, but we tell them, we let them know, hey, we're not looking at anything else besides what's on these forms. And that can be a very risky thing for buyers. So we do, you know, I mean, we'll do what they ask us to do, you know, whatever they hire us to do, but we just, you know, we want to be sure that they understand the risks that they're taking without doing the full inspection.
Right.
When you're doing the inspection, does that include checking for permits? Like on a new roof or the electrical, like you were saying, where have a formidable person do the repairs on the house?
Yes. So during the process that I do of your inspection, when I sit down to do your reports, I will pull up the website that we have access to look for any permits that have been opened, especially ones that have been closed, because a lot of times you'll get permits that are open that were never completed. So you want to make sure that those permits were closed, because insurance companies are getting very picky where if they find that a roof permit's been pulled but it was never closed, they won't issue a policy until that permit is closed out.
Right. And my experience was just very recently, and the permit was expired. And so the homeowner couldn't get insurance. Unfortunately, rather than reopening the permit, which the roofer had to do, the contractor had to do it, they voided the permit. And so with some very good conversation with that contractor, he reopened the permit. But now what had to happen was a letter of commencement was needed from the seller of the home. Wow. And then they had to file that with the county, and the county had to actually come out and do an inspection. Mm-hmm. And it had to pass.
Wow.
Yes. So, folks, unfortunately, everybody gets busy. Sometimes the ball gets dropped. You really do have to, you know, check back with your contractor. You know, it happens. It happens. But this was over 4 years ago. So,
wow.
It really yes. just tells me you need a professional on this. We are talking about some of the biggest investments you're going to make in your lifetime. So get a professional. Nathan's a professional. Angela and I are professionals. Definitely. We know the things to look for.
Yeah.
Nathan, you talked about roof. What kind of things are we looking for a passing wind mitt?
What, so, by the way, can I just interrupt? What is WinMet?
So a wind.
That's a great question.
I'm just asking because of the acronym. Sometimes people, I don't know what that is. So now you got me curious.
WinMet is just kind of a term that we use amongst ourselves. It's just short for the wind mitigation report.
Oh, wind. Okay.
Wind.
Yes.
Wind.
W-I-N-D.
I got you. I'm sorry. I thought you said win, W-I-N, and I'm thinking, what am I winning? But wind mitigation, I'm winning having my home not blow away. I get it now.
That's it.
Yes. Winner, winner.
Just hang in there with me. I'm keeping up.
You're fine.
Okay, back to the question.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as a passing windmill?
So it's not a pass fail. It's a form that the insurance companies use to gauge the quote unquote discount that they give you on your policy. And so obviously if you have things like hurricane shutters, if you have a newer roof, if you have what we call an SWR, so it's a secondary water resistance barrier that goes underneath the shingles, that will help.
Is that required now?
It is going on all new roofs. So all new roofs that go on should have it. You know, once in a while you may find one that doesn't, but yes. But also we're looking for hurricane clips. So those are going to be something that are up in the attic. It's the roof to wall attachment. It's part of the framing. But all of those kind of go into this form, and the insurance companies use that to gauge how much they're going to charge you for your insurance. And so if you have all of these features, you know, your insurance is going to be much cheaper. If you have some of them, it's going to be less. So it's not a pass fail. It's a sliding scale.
Okay.
Right. That's a great question about the SWR, the secondary water resistance. I believe that in 2021, the state required that secondary water resistance went into all valleys, roofing valleys, and not necessarily on the decking, on the roof decking. I believe it's about 30 cents per square more. It's probably less than $1,000 additional on, say, a $20,000 roof, which is, that's, unfortunately, that's not an uncommon amount that people are spending because materials and labor are expensive, and you want it done correctly. So
professionals.
Right, professionals.
There's a theme here.
Right. The thing about having that secondary water resistance on the entire decking, it really does add for the $800 to $1,000, you will make it up within the first 2 years of your insurance premium payment generally.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So does WinMet take into account insulation?
No. So we get that question a lot with the 4-point in the wind mitigation reports. Like I said, we literally are looking at the things that are just on those forms, and insulation is not one of them.
Okay.
That's on the regular home inspection.
Yeah, that's on the regular home inspection. And a lot of times it's, oh, wow, this place, you know, is going to be like an igloo in the summertime because it's got great insulation. And then other times it's like, sparse. Wow, it's going to be really hot because there's none.
Right.
Right. What about trees?
Trees don't fall under that either.
Really? So I could have a tree hang. I know the insurance company doesn't like trees hanging
out.
Do
you mean to say trees don't fall on that?
Well, they will. And insurance companies, they do send out their own inspectors, I guess, or they'll come and do a site survey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have their own issues with trees. But as far as the forms go that we fill out, they have nothing to do with trees. So you will find some differences there. And that is a great question because folks may say, hey, well, this passed my 4-point, you know, why am I getting dinged on my insurance now?
And I've got all the discounts for my WinMet, but I've got this big tree hanging over my house.
Correct, yeah. So that is something that would show up in a general inspection report, but it's not something that would be on a 4-point.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. The other thing I had recently was this home is an as-is sale, meaning whatever the condition of the home is, the buyer has accepted it. And so they were getting a small mortgage on this home, and the water heaters, although they function as intended and have been well maintained, they're 20 years old. And so the insurance company said, no way, and said they must be replaced with a paid invoice, permitted, everything prior to closing. So we've been hustling around and paying for the... We had to do an addendum and, you know, worked out really well. Have another realtor have a buyer's agent, and she's been fantastic because she's a professional. And anyway, you know, folks, there's no getting around it. You need to hire good plumbers, good vendors, good electricians. You need to hire somebody like Nathan Biddle from
a BPG. Good inspector. Yes.
Yeah, good inspector. And somebody who's trying to be helpful, you know, who's trying to help a homeowner understand what is safe, sound, and sanitary. And Nathan's part of that process. Home inspectors, for the most part, are a part of our process. And, you know, we can't say enough good things if you get a good one like Nathan.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
All right, we've got about a minute left before we go to break here. So we want to give out your contact information again. I think that'd be good in case someone's heading off.
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Angela Sherrill, my number is 850-292-3165. Go Knowles, ACS at att.net or buysellcanel.com.
There you go.
Well, let's get Nathan.
And Nathan, too, of course.
Nathan Biddle, BPG Inspections. And my number is 765-918-6273.
Wow.
Fantastic. So we're here with Connell & Company this morning talking about home selling and buying, the real estate market, working with professionals. And we also have Nathan Biddle here, who's talking about BPG from BPG Inspections and talking about those steps you can take if you're getting ready to sell or buy a home. You definitely want to have the right inspection folks on board. So we're going to continue with this conversation right after the news. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. The experts are here, y'all, so you need to text in and ask those questions. Feel free to text in at 850-437-1620, and we will be
back after the news at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this is Pep Talk with Meg.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out in the night.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And we have our friends from Connell & Company, realtors who are here in the house today, getting ready for summertime, getting ready to buy and sell, talking about the Pensacola market and building inspections. So our guests this morning, we have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben, both realtors with Connell & Company, and their guest, Nathan Biddle. He's a home inspector with BPG Inspections. We have really been talking about a lot of interesting topics, a lot of things that could be very helpful to new home buyers and new home sellers. And if you have a question, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. So are you guys good if we start right off with a question we got?
Yes.
Let's go.
So the last segment we were talking about home inspections and talking about Safe Florida. So Janet just texted and said, Meg, just tuned in. One of too many that can never get in with Safe Florida before they run out of money. I had to replace my roof last fall to be renewed by Citizens. With a little parenthesis, well, I won't say what she says about that. Mm-hmm. Got second membrane and roof clips, no subsidy. Can we still get a rebate reform when MSLFL funds are not available going forward?
Well, I'll tell you this, Meg. You're right. There are limited funds, and it's important to get in early. But then my recommendation is give it a try. What are they going to tell you? No?
Right. The other thing, too, Meg, that I think Janet can do and all listeners can do, we do have state representation. And I believe our representative is Alex Andrade. If I knew his phone number, I would provide it. But I think mm-hmm. you can probably Google. And I do think that the more people that are trying to do what is safe, sound, and sanitary will have a better outcome.
Oh, she says here, she just texted again and said, the point is that many Floridians can't wait for the MSFL to program to reopen the window.
You're right.
Right. And so, therefore, that is why it's so important for you to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe something from a grassroots level will take hold and make a difference with our legislature.
Great question, Janet. And if you have a question too, or any of on these topics of realtors, buying and selling, or inspections, just text it in, 850-437-1620.
One thing that we were going to ask Nathan about is pools. It's the summer season. And so, you know, anytime I have a buyer that is purchasing a home with a pool, you know, I always recommend, as does Will, hey, we need to get a pool inspection. I don't have a pool. The best people I know have pools, but I'm not one of those. And so I always try and find a home inspector that includes, and it's an additional fee, to do a pool inspection. What is involved with a pool inspection?
So it's going to be just about like any other system in your house. We mm-hmm. we go through the electrical. We'll check out the plumbing. You know, check out the general condition of the pool, the liner, mm-hmm. And then, you know, just obviously inform you on the general condition. But, you know, we definitely go through it and check to make sure that there are no issues, let you know of the age of certain things. Definitely want to make sure that the pool systems are bonded, which means that they're, you know, connected to ground. A lot of times you'll find that that's been left off or Ooh. Through the years with corrosion, it's been disconnected and can create an unsafe situation. So, but you know, we're looking for leaks. We're making sure the pumps work. And like I said, a big one is the liner, especially vinyl liners. They don't last long here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely inform the buyers on that, because if it's something that's going to need to be replaced, I mean, that's going to be several thousand dollars to replace a pool liner. Right. If it's a gunite pool, you want to be looking for cracks and things of that nature. So yeah, just, even something as simple as a pool light. Pool lights can be very expensive to replace.
Yeah.
So, you know, we test all of those features of the pool.
Right.
What now about, I'm sorry, go ahead, Will.
Now you said pool leaks. How do you test for? You're not getting in the pool checking for leaks, right?
I wish I were on some days, but
snorkel and
yeah.
A lot of times you can either at the plumbing at the equipment you can see if there are leaks there, or if you have low water, sometimes that can just be due to evaporation. But if we see that the pool level water is low, we're going to inform the client that it is low, and it can be something as simple as evaporation, or it can be something as complex as a pool leak. Now, obviously, during a home inspection, we're not equipped to test the lines under the ground or, to check for other ways where the liner may be leaking. But if we do notice something like that, then we can recommend a pool specialist come out and do a more thorough inspection of it.
So you do have vendors that you would recommend?
Correct. Just okay. Like any other, like I said, just like any other system, if I run into an electrical problem, mm-hmm. Then I'm going to recommend a licensed electrician. If I run into a pool problem that I can't identify exactly, I know there's something wrong, but I'm not equipped to go into it thoroughly enough, mm-hmm. Then we're going to recommend a pool specialist come out and check it out more deep.
Right. So what category do hot tubs fall under then?
So that is going to depend. If it's a built-in spa, it will work much like a swimming pool. Now, if it's a standalone hot tub, a lot of times we don't deal with those. Now, the systems are going to be very similar. They're just kind of on a smaller, more compact scale.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we don't inspect the standalone because they're not as permanent, I guess, is what you'd say. And a lot
it's
of times
more
people
like
take
an appliance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you get your training?
So there can be a couple of different ways, but for me personally, I got my training as a home inspector during the pandemic, so we did it online. I did mine in Texas, and the licensure in Texas is very stringent.
Mm-hmm.
For here in Florida, there's a required 120-hour course.
Mm-hmm.
The course I took was 330 hours.
Oh, wow.
So a little bit more detailed. I also did the National Home Inspectors exam, which is not required. Really by most places to get a license, but it is kind of a resume builder and just shows a level of knowledge. But yeah, to answer your question, a lot of times the training is done online. You can do field training. Now, I am working on growing my team here, and I do have a young man that I'm bringing on who just is working on passing his test now, just finished the course. And when he gets finished with that, he's not cut loose to go out and start inspecting your homes. He will be with me for several months doing field training.
Okay.
And we'll slowly work him up to where we trust him to be inspecting folks' homes, because you guys trust us to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to be having somebody work under my name, I want you guys to trust him as much as you trust me.
Yeah.
I would like for you to take a minute and tell us what BPG stands for. Also tell us about BPG.
So BPG stands for Buyers Protection Group. We are a nationwide home inspection company. Now, when I say that, it sounds like a big deal. I am the only inspector. Well, I take that back. I started out as the only inspector in the Pensacola or Panhandle area for BPG. So up until a few months ago, when you called for a BPG inspection, you were going to get me. I have brought on another gentleman who is a very good experienced inspector. And he works part-time. And then I've got this other new guy that I was talking about. But BPG is, like I said, we're a big company. It falls under the umbrella of Fidelity National Financial.
Nice.
And the good thing about that is we come with a lot of features and protection that many just kind of startup or single operator inspection companies can't offer. We have $10 million worth of E&O insurance, which is the highest in the country for any home inspection company.
Wow.
So, we're dealing with multi-million dollar houses down on the beach or down in East Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you're working with an inspector that has the proper insurance coverage. If I remember right, the last time I checked, I think the minimum requirement for a home inspector to get a license is to have insurance of around $300,000. So we're definitely far above and beyond that. We cover our own general insurance and workman's comp. We had that conversation earlier.
Yeah.
But we also have some great benefits as well working for this company. Like we have a 90-day guarantee. So any home I inspect, if I do a full home inspection for you, if I say a system is good, it's in good working condition on the day that I inspected it, say a water heater,
mm-hmm.
it's, fairly new, working condition, it's documented in the report, your buyer moves in and the water heater goes out, before you call a plumber, call my office. And we do have an 800 number on our website, and you can call into the office. explain the situation, the pull your report, and look at the details and say, you are correct. This falls within the 90 days. Wow. We'll have somebody come out and take a look at it for you.
That's so, good to know.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, I did not know that.
So it's kind of works like a short-term home warranty in a way. But it's a great benefit for the buyers. And it just, we back our word when we put it in an inspection report.
Yeah.
Saying that we will cover it if we say it's good.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. This morning, Connell and company have been with us. Realtors Angela Sherrill and Will Maben are here. And we've been talking with Nathan Biddle, who's, I am learning so much from you, Nathan. I'm so glad you're here this morning. A home inspector with BPG Inspections. So thanks for all of you for being here this morning.
Yes. Nathan, do you inspect generators? Like whole house generators.
So I do not. Anytime I come across those, I will document it in the home inspection report that it is there and part of the house and part of the systems. But we always recommend a specialist come and check that. There are some certain features of testing that that are a little bit beyond a normal home inspection. Mm-hmm.
If you do have a question for Nathan, 850-437-1620.
What about yard irrigation or wells?
So I will test sprinkler systems, irrigation systems. Yes, we will do that. Wells, we will test the general condition and functionality of those. But as far as water testing, we do not. But yes, if a house is equipped with a well, we're definitely going to document where the equipment is, make sure that we don't have any leaks, make sure we have proper pressure.
Do you recommend having the water tested?
I think it would depend on the area, and it definitely depends on the client as well. So, I mean, it's never a bad idea, but, and you'll also get into talking about budget. Some folks aren't on a budget that suits, but yes, I mean, it's never a bad idea.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What are some of the most common problems or issues that you see that kind of, for this area, Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa, Escambia County, mm-hmm. do you see some things recurring?
So we kind of had a conversation earlier about wiring. That is definitely an issue that we come across a lot. I mean, you get these older homes, especially ones that have been flipped, and that is a very expensive repair that people don't want to pay the bill on. Mm-hmm. So they kind of try to pass the buck a little bit. That's probably one of the bigger ones. We do come across a lot of wood rot, which when, you know, my company, we're licensed to do WDO termite inspections. And so on most of the home inspections that I do, I get hired to do the WDO as well.
Well, that's
and we
good.
Come across a lot of wood rot, a lot of homes with wood siding or even just wood trim around doors and things of that nature falls under that scope. So it comes up and a lot of people, when they're going through the process of buying a home, their lending may require a WDO termite inspection. So it may hinge on that. I mean, they may have to have a clean report before they can move forward.
Especially for VA.
Right. Correct. And I want to tell you, the new PVC is pretty cool stuff because they now make brick molding that goes around your exterior doors that is made of PVC. And it really, if you have to have a repair for wood rot, I would tell you, you might want to consider purchasing, say, from Building Supply Center, because I called them the other day, and they carry the brick molding and PVC, and I'm sure your local Home Depot and Lowe's probably carry it too. But there are some repairs. It's worth going the extra mile. And I would tell you that the PVC is on my list because I have several French doors that it's just constant maintenance mm-hmm. with the humidity and the rain and the water and, you know, the various temperatures. So.
And I recently had Jonathan Cook on the show with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and we've talked about the termites and that it is a common situation, but he made it very clear it's not the end of the world.
Right.
That it can be fixed, that there are things mm-hmm. that can be done that can actually be repaired. So he was very optimistic about it. He said a lot of times people think it's the kiss of death, so to speak,
right.
but well, he said there actually
sure
are things you can
like
do.
It.
Yeah, it does. And he said, but there are things you can do. So that was kind of hopeful, I thought.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020 or willmaben.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my number is 850-292-3165. You can find me and Will on the Connell & Company website at buysellconnell.com. And our guest today is Nathan Biddle with Buyers Protection Group, a nationally recognized company, better known as BPG Inspections in Pensacola.
Correct. And how do we get in touch with you? Would it be through the website?
So you can go through the website, which where you can also book an inspection and find the pricing of an inspection. A lot of folks have that question, is how much is an inspection, which is a sliding scale.
Based on square footage, right?
Based on square footage, age, features of the house, and things like we mentioned earlier, like pool or WDO or things like that. Uh-huh. So it does vary. But yes, you can go to the website. It's bpginspections.com. And if you look in the Pensacola area, you will find my information.
Very easy to use for their website.
Right, right, right. I want to tell you guys that this home on Noriega Lane that Will and I have had listed for over a year is under contract.
Yay!
Congratulations.
We are so very excited. Our sellers are thrilled, and we're working with a very good buyer's agent. And she's with a different brokerage, and she has some really very nice buyers. And so it's been one of the reasons I got into this job, is to be helpful and to meet nice people. And on this transaction we have, it's been very collaborative. And, you know, I do think it's because everybody has the same goal of getting to closing without doing harm. And it's a great house, really good buyers, good sellers, good agents, and so I'm thrilled about that.
There's a lot of professionals involved in this transaction.
Yes, yes.
So one of the things that I want to talk about is the easing of the interest rates. We've seen it now. It's as of this morning, I saw 6.63.
Nice.
Which is pretty fantastic for how it's been lately.
Right.
I hope to see it continue to improve, but that's kind of a double-edged sword. So, you know, the second that interest rates drop real low, we've got buyers that are just itching to come out of the woodwork. They're going to buy, and we're going to have a buying frenzy.
Right.
I don't know where that is, but it's coming.
Right. My son is a first-time home buyer, and he is in the Army. And he is based in North Carolina, and so he has been able to secure a VA loan for 5.99, and he is thrilled. So, and I was thrilled for him.
Yes, that's great.
So, you know, I think the deal is that you do shop around. We do always try and get a customer to go talk. Go, you know, if you can, in person, go talk to a lender in person, you know, and they're, you just never know.
Well, and some of the builders around here right now are offering 4.99 interest.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And
that's great.
In some cases, a VA can get in very cheap. Not cheap. They do it for about a dollar to move into these houses and even skip a month, you know, because it's the normal way that the payments go. But that's a lot going on around there right now. Give me a call. I'll tell you how to do it for yourself. 850-261-7020.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
And we'll let Nathan get in.
And Nathan Biddle with BPG Inspections, 765-918-6273.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, guys.
Next month, not to cut you off, Nathan, but next month, we're going to continue on with roofing, with Quality Roofing, I believe. James Dare is going to be with us, and he's going to be talking, helping us with hurricane preparedness.
And
all
next month starts hurricane season.
June 1st.
Already Woo! Here.
Woo! Yeah. I can't believe it.
So, anyway, it promises to be a very interesting conversation, and we will pick up with the secondary water resistance and you know, some of the new codes that
the roof clips.
Yeah, the roof clips and, you know, different things. So, and how you can retrofit, how you can get, for instance, if you don't have impact windows, what you can do to, if you don't want to do the metal, if you don't want to do the
Kevlar sheets,
yeah, the
fabric shield,
the fabric shield. Believe it or not, there are people who do make a fabric shield type of implement that you can put over your windows.
Interesting.
So anyway, it does promise to be a very interesting show next week.
Okay,
next time.
Yes. And that will be the same time next week.
Next month,
right? So it's the first week of the month, first Thursday of the month.
Yeah.
Pinnell & Company Realty, and always at 10 to 11. So you can put that on your calendars now. And be prepared, because bring your questions. We'll have a lot of questions about hurricane preparation, and we'll have an expert here to talk about that.
And hopefully, Janet, we will have an answer for you about what we can do with My Safe Florida Home, because roofers generally know more about it than some of the realtors.
Do we know the time frame for that? I don't know it. I just was curious if y'all knew.
It's generally every spring when the legislature is in session. And so, you know, normally if like money ran out, and I know that one year, I guess it was 2 years ago, they added more funding to it.
I remember that, I think, because we had so many hurricanes that year. Right.
Yeah. So, and, you know, as a result, our taxes are due, what, today?
May 1st.
Sorry, hate to be a bearer of bad news, but at least it's May 1st and not April the 15th.
Thank you. That's true. They did give a little extension, so that was good. So we just have a few minutes left. Anything else that y'all would like to talk about in terms of any homes that you have on the market now or anything that's
McGregor.
Happening?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a beautiful house in...
North Scenic Hills.
It's 2,700 plus square feet with a beautiful sunroom and deck and workshop.
Right.
It's got a pad for an RV.
It's an established neighborhood, super nice neighbors, lots of pride of home ownership. If you do like to golf, it's not a requirement as living in the neighborhood. You can be a member without, you know, having to, you know, have it mandatory as far as... in that particular neighborhood, because it's just outside.
I see. Okay.
I hadn't thought about that, but you could take a golf cart to the golf course.
You can take the golf cart.
Right.
Because there's a golf cart storage garage.
Oh, right. Oh my goodness. That sounds luxurious.
Right. Three car garage.
That's living the life right now in Florida, playing a little golf, going to the beach.
Right.
Works for me.
They have a really nice he or she shed.
Oh, okay.
So
it's a workshop. It has electrical.
You can put a little window unit in there.
So where do I go if I want to take a look at that one? There's some photos on your website.
It is on my website. It's on Cannell and Company's website. You can find it on everywhere. It's out there.
Put it out there. Yeah, Pensacola MLS.
Okay. All right.
Address is 10651 McGregor Drive.
Yes. Call us.
Okay.
Love to help you.
10 seconds left. Phone numbers real quick.
850-292-3165. Call Angela.
Will Maben, 850-261-7020 or willmaben.com.
Nathan?
Nathan Biddle, BPG Inspection, 765-918-6273.
This has been Pep Talk with Cannell & Company. Thank you, guys.